Now, you mentioned, too, that you did a lot of gardening in your big yard.
Yes.
What sorts of things did you garden?
Well, at first, it was vegetable patch, and I had chickens. We had our own chickens. Nice brown eggs. And I grew beans and peas and potatoes and all that. And then I just went into flowers about 1960 because my mother and father-in-law had a big lot and he wanted to grow all the vegetables. So I just had flowers from then on. Now, I was known as the Birdman of Burnaby. I used to entertain the kids, would come along, and this aviary was outside. It was a big building, specially designed with different areas for the different types of birds.
Maybe you could tell me again what the birds were, what kinds of birds.
I did in that. There was canaries, which filled the neighborhood with song, and then budgies for color, and interesting raising ring-necked turtle doves, and little finches. I had different kinds, but I used to... Zebra finches were my popular birds. And I had for a few years a button quail, little full-size quail that would fit in a cup. And the babies were so small, they'd go through a half-inch wire. Anyway, I used to sell them and give them away and enjoy the noise, the singing of the birds. People would come up the lane and stop and listen.
Is that quite unique? Did anyone else in the area have aviaries?
Yes, yeah. A lot of people had aviaries. And I would, on a successful year, supply birds for the pet shops in Woodward's and other places up at Middlegate here. So it was a hobby that you had to look after 7 days a week. Just like having a farm. You had to feed the birds. And so I didn't have too many holidays.
Now, you mentioned, too, you were a member of the Native Sons of B.C.
Yes.
And when did you join that? What was that all about?
I joined that in about 1955. And it was a fraternal organization. Met every month. And I was treasurer of that for 17 years till I retired from it. And we used to meet, and there was one of the Native Sons moved in to the mulberry here that I hadn't seen for years and years. Yeah, it helped business a little bit, knowing people. And what else was there?
You had some misgivings near the end about you left the organization.
Yes, because I found out the original charter was to exclude and not give any work to Chinese and other and East Indians back at the turn of the century. It's an old organization, and that didn't go well with me, excluding, so I retired.
You mentioned your wife was very involved with St. Thomas More High School.
Yes. That was in the late 50s. Mm-hmm. My son attended there, and she helped out in the kitchen. They used to, once a week, supply hot dogs to the students, and she also helped organize the school library. So we were involved in that.
How many people went to St. Thomas More in those earlier days?
Oh, gosh, 200 or so. It was associated with Vancouver College. Mm. And, Dave graduated in 65, and that was the last we were helping them.
Did it have any kind of status or reputation at that time, especially compared to other Burnaby high schools?
A good football team. In fact, last weekend, one of the football players was from St. Thomas More on the BC Lions. Yeah. But that's current.
Now, you also were talking a little earlier about the 1948 flood and the significance of that. Could you...
Well, that was a disaster, a huge disaster. All the dikes were neglected during the war, and muskrats had burrowed tunnels in them, and the water came rushing through that, and it wasn't long before the dikes were all breached, shall we say. And I was driving truck at that time, so I had the job of driving loads of fuel up to Sardis. And we had to take all back roads, logging roads. Everything was washed out. There was no highway, there was no railways, nothing. And that was fascinating. And at that same time, the local residents of the valley had to find some place to pasture their cows and that. So Burnaby, every empty lot had a cow tethered in it in 48.
Yeah. From the Fraser Valley farms?
From the farms that were flooded. Yeah. It was a very busy time both around here and volunteers diking down on the Fraser. That was... that all cleared up after the flood dispersed or went away.